ॐ हरि ओम्
तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम्
सो द प्रीवियस् वर्स् दिस् वर्स् नम्बर् 19 एण्ड् 20 19 actually we need 20 verse number 20 verse number 20 but having three lines and that Shankar Bhagavatpada just for the sake of encouraging and for sustaining interest for the people he says even if you are not able to dwell upon the meaning of the sentence, even if you repeat this sentence, if you are given the discipline of repeating this sentence, then definitely in due course of time it will bless you with the knowledge, understanding of the fact revealed by the sentence. And he says, of course, if a person really does it with the focus attention for a month, and he will have his Brahmahatya removed. Person practices this for 1 year, and he will have Ashtamaha Siddhis. If he just recites this, chants this, repeatedly utters this until his last breath, and he will definitely attain moksha. What does it mean? Mechanically repeating and bless one with moksha? No. Repeating it with focal attention in due course of time will bless him with the understanding of the fact, thereby it will help him assimilate the fact, thereby he will have the benefit of assimilating this fact. Okay, thereby he attained moksha. Now, the following verses. Verse number 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and also in these three verses, okay, 21st, 2nd, and 3rd, in all these verses, he comments upon the expression panchakosha atitaha. Aham panchakosha atigaha. If I can see, in the 15th verse of this Brahmanu Chintanam, one expression comes. It is Aham Panchakosha Atigaha. Aham Panchakosha Atigaha means what? I am pure knowledge, distinct from I self. Am I the knower, am the pure knowledge consciousness, distinct from the known body, mind, sense complex, which are distinct from the three bodies, divided into five layers of personality. So, I, the knower, am consciousness, distinct from the known five layers of personality. See, the knower is not distant from the known. Knower is not distant from the known. But definitely knower is distinct from the known. When I say light is here, there is the whole room full of opaque things. All the entire room full of opaque things is shining, is illumined. The fact that opaque things are shining implies there is all these opaque things are illumined. And all these opaque things are illumined because there is an illumination. And illumination is possible. Illumination presupposes, implies the presence of the illuminator. And there is an illuminator. An illuminator is none other than the light. And what is the distance between the illuminator light, the subject of illumination, and the illumined object? What is the distance? the illuminator light and the illumined objects and the illumination, what is the distance? There is no distance. Then what is illuminated then? Illuminator is only a qualification, title attributed to the light which is non-distant, non-different, which pervades in and through the illumined objects. Is it clear? But still, illuminator light is not distant, but definitely distinct. Isn't it distinct? Illuminator is distinct from the illumined opaque things. Similarly here, the knower consciousness is not distant from the known layers of personality, not distant from the anything known in this world, but definitely knower consciousness is distinct from the known. This knower, I am the knower, I the knower, am the abstract, all-pervasive, pure knowledge, pure consciousness, distinct from the known layers of personality. That is revealed by sentence, Aham Pancha Kosha Atigaha. So, Atigaha means I am distinct. Okay, that's what Atigaha means. I the self am the distinct from the known layers of personality. Now that sentence is further commented upon in these three verses. These three verses are commentary on that expression, Aham Pancha Kosha Atigaha. Aham Pancha Kosha Atigaha. The one sentence is what? Again, further commented upon here in these three verses. Commentary means what? Again, it magnifies, elaborates, thereby it makes us understand these three verses, help us understand that expression, Pancha Kosha Atigaha, very clearly. Naham Deho
Naham Deho
Nacha Prano
Nacha Prano
Naham. Verse number 21. Naham Deho
Naham Deho
Pancha Kosha Atigaha. In Tattva Bodha, you get this expression Pancha Kosha Atitaha. And here Pancha Kosha Atigaha. Pancha Kosha Atitaha, Pancha Kosha Atigaha mean the same. Okay? Aham Pancha Kosha Atigaha Atitaha means I, the knower, am distinct from the known layers of personality. Okay, and these three verses are commentary on that one expression. Naham Deho Nacha Prano.
Naham Deho Nacha Prano.
Naham Deho Nacha Prano.
Naham Deho Nacha Prano.
Nendriyani tathaiva cha.
Nendriyani tathaiva cha.
Nendriyani tathaiva cha.
Nendriyani tathaiva cha.
Na manoham na buddhischa.
Na manoham na buddhischa.
Na manoham na buddhischa.
Na manoham na buddhischa.
Naiva citta maham kritihi.
Naiva citta maham kritihi.
Naham deho nacha prano.
Naham deho nacha prano.
Nendriyani tathaiva cha.
Nendriyani tathaiva cha.
Na manoham na buddhischa.
Na manoham na buddhischa.
Naiva citta ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಮಹಂ ಕೃತಿಃ ನೈವ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಅಹಂ ಕೃತಿಃ ನೈವ ಚಿತ್ತಮಹಂ ಕೃತಿಃ. ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಇಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ನೈವ ಚಿತ್ತಮಹಂ ಕೃತಿಃ. ನೈವ ಚಿತ್ತಮಹಂ ಕೃತಿಃ ನೈವ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ಅಹಂ ಕೃತಿಃ. ಓಕೆ, ನೈವ ಚಿತ್ತಮಹಂ ಕೃತಿಃ. When you chant it, say it together. ನಾಹಂ ದೇಹೋ ನ ಚ
ಪ್ರಾಣೋ
ನೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ತಥೈವ ಚ ನ ಮನೋಹಂ ನ ಬುದ್ಧಿಶ್ಚ ನೈವ ಚಿತ್ ತಮಹಂ ಕೃತಿಃ ನೈವ ಚಿತ್ತಮಹಂ ಕೃತಿಃ. ಐ ಸೆಡ್ ನೈವ ಚಿತ್ತಮಹಂ ಕೃತಿಃ. ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಮಹಂ ಕೃತಿಃ, ನೈವ ಚಿತ್ತಮಹಂ ಕೃತಿಃ. For meaning, when you break it, chittam ahankritihi. Okay? So I want to listen to me. That is why I said, naiva chittam ahankritihi.
Naiva chittam ahankritihi.
Naiva chittam ahankritihi.
Naiva chittam ahankritihi.
When you break it for the meaning, chittam ahankritihi. Okay? Okay. See here, naham, naham, break it, na, aham, naham, then dehaha, na, aham, dehaha. See, instead of saying aham, na, dehaha, na, aham, dehaha means what? That na comes first means emphasis is there, not am I the body. What does it mean? Not am I body means not for us to go and say, well, I am not the body. That's not to say. It is not for saying, I am not the body, I am not the body. It's very wrong to say. Then what are you then? Okay? Body is I. Therefore, it's not right to say, I am not the body. Okay? Na aham dehaha. Na aham dehaha. Means what? Water is not the wave, but the wave is water. Similarly, na aham deha means I itself am. The meaning of the word I, substance of the substantive I, is not the body. Okay? Substance of the substantive I is not the body. Actually, whereas substance of the body is I. Is it clear now? Water is not the wave is not the substance of the substantive wave. Substance of the substantive wave is water. Similarly, I, the consciousness, am the substance of the substantive body. Is it clear? But body is not the substance of the substantive I. Is it clear? Is it clear? No. Naham dehaha. Literally can say, I am not the body. Na aham dehaha. I am not the body means, we'll be very careful in saying, I the consciousness am the substance of the substantive body, but I, the consciousness. Body is not the substance of the substantive I. Nacha pranaha, nacha prano means what? Nacha pranaha, cha and. Yesterday only I taught it. And I is not the prana. When we say I am not the pranaha, I am not any of the physiological functions. I am not any of the physiological functions means what? I, the knower, am the consciousness. I, the consciousness, am the substance of the substantive prana. But prana is the not the substance of the substantive I. I, the knower, am the consciousness, distinct from the prana. I, the knower, am consciousness, distinct from the body. I, the consciousness, am the substance of the substantive body. But body is not the substance of the substantive I, consciousness. I, the knower, am consciousness. I, the self, am the consciousness. Pure knowledge. The substance of the substantive I is consciousness. Substance or the substantive I is consciousness. Body is not the substance of the substantive I. It's clear? Similarly, prana is not the substance of the substantive I. Then what is the substance of substantive I? The abstract, formless reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness is the substance of the substantive I. Water is the substance of the substantive wave. What is wave? Wave is a substantive. Wave is a word denoting a form. Is it clear now? And for which, what is substance? The water. Is it clear? Is it clear? In the same way, what is the substance of the substantive I? I is not a gross form. I is an expression of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining of a thought for which the substance is consciousness. Therefore, you can say wave is water. Similarly, you can say I, the knower, am consciousness. I, the self, am consciousness. And I, the consciousness, am I, the knower, am consciousness, distinct from the known physical body. Therefore, I is not the body. I am not the body. Which means, what is substance of the substantive body? Consciousness. But body is not the substance of the substantive I. Clear or not? Okay. Similarly, nacha pranaha. Nacha pranaha. And I, the consciousness, I, the knower, am consciousness, distinct from the physiological functions. All the physiological functions. I, the self, am consciousness, distinct from the physiological functions means I am not any of the physiological functions. No physiological function is the meaning of the I. Then, na indriyani, nendriyani, na indriyani. See, indriyani, here we can say the dasha indriyani. 10 powers are there. Indriyam means power. Indriyani means powers. And we have indriyani plural. Why? One indriyam, one power. Indriyam, indriye, indriyani. Powers. And how many powers? 10 powers. 10 powers, 10 subtle powers. Power, subtle means what? Imperceptible powers. 5 powers of sense organs. 5 powers of organs of actions. Pancha karma indriyani, pancha jnana indriyani. And each and every power, even though it is imperceptible, the five powers of knowledge serve as instruments of knowledge. The powers which serve as instruments of perception, means of perception, are not objects of perception. The 5 sense powers which serve as means of perception, instruments of perception, are not objects, are not the perceptible, okay, imperceptible. But still, they are objects of knowledge. Isn't it? Each and every power is object of knowledge. Therefore, every power is known, every power is known. All the 5 sense powers are known, all the 5 powers of organs of actions are known. Therefore, I, the knower, am consciousness, pure knowledge, distinct from the known sense powers. Subject is distinct from the object. Okay? Subject of knowledge, the knower, is distinct from the known. Not distant, but distinct. Why? What is the knower here? The knower is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Just as illuminator is light, knower is formless, all-pervasive consciousness. This knower consciousness, I am consciousness, and this knower consciousness is what? Distinct from the known physiological functions, known all subtle powers. 5 powers of organs of actions, 5 subtle powers of sense organs of knowledge is distinct. Therefore, I, the knower, am not the sense powers. Which means, I, the knower, am consciousness. I, the consciousness, am the substance, only substance of all substantives, what? Powers. Essence of every power is consciousness. But consciousness, is it clear now? But consciousness, Nendriyani Tathayvacha. Tathayvacha, as well, I am not the I, the knower, am consciousness. I, the consciousness, am distinct from all the known powers as well. Tatha eva means as well. I, the consciousness, am not the body. I, the consciousness, am not the any of the physiological functions. I, the consciousness, am not the powers as well. When I say I, the consciousness, am not any of these things, means I, the consciousness, am the very substance of all these substantives. Body is only a non-substantial form and name. Pranas are non-substantial forms, name and form. Indriyani, sense powers, are what? Non-substantial name and form. Oh, they're only form and name. What is the substance of all of them then? The only substance of all the substantives all these forms and names are what? What is the substance of the body? Consciousness. What is the substance of the prana? Substantive prana? Consciousness. What is the substance of this substantive indriyani? Consciousness. Okay? Now, I am the substance of all the substantives. Body, sense organs, the powers, the pranas. It means I am consciousness, pure consciousness, distinct from all the known layers of personality. Is it clear? So consciousness is not the form. Water is not the wave form, but the wave form is a thing but water. Similarly here, consciousness is not the gross form physical body, but the whole gross form physical body, nothing but consciousness. What consciousness, the cutlass reality consciousness, is not the any of the subtle physiological function up to a given form, but every function is consciousness. Similarly, consciousness is not the subtle power also. Subtle phenomenon, up to a subtle the power, but all the powers are consciousness. Is it clear? Which means nothing enjoys existence independently without consciousness. Not simply to say, I am not the body, I am not this. You have to see it correctly. It's clear. Na manaha aham, na manoham na buddhischa. Na manaha aham. Now we come to much subtler phenomenon. We started with the gross body. We moved on to the physiological functions. From there we moved on to subtle imperceptible powers. Now we have moved on to much subtler phenomenon obtaining in the form of thoughts which constitute the antahkaranam, in enjoying two aspects in terms of mind and intellect. You know, first you say, na manaha aham. I am not this emotional aspect of the mind. What does it mean? What is na manaha aham? So I am pure knowledge, pure abstract reality, obtained of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, distinct from the known thoughts, known emotions which form the mind. The emotions are all objects of knowledge. Even though every emotion is a subtle phenomenon obtaining in the form of thought, all the emotions constitute the mind, and here I know where I am, consciousness distinct from the known thought, the phenomena in the form of thoughts which form the mind. So I am distinct from the known mind. I am the conscious, I am consciousness, the only substance of all the emotions. Is it clear? And therefore I am not the emotions. I am the substance of the form emotion, word emotion. I am only substance. Therefore I am not the mind. Consciousness is not the mind, but the mind is consciousness. You want elaborately, you can see na manaha aham means I'm not any of the emotions. I, the consciousness, am not any of the emotions. I, the consciousness, am not fear. I, the consciousness, am not the desire. I, the consciousness, am not the anger, passion or aversion, pain, what about all of them? Every emotion is consciousness. Because there cannot be anger or fear or desire or anything outside of consciousness. Is it clear? So, na manahaham, na buddhihi cha. And I'm not the intellect. I'm not the intellect means I, the knower, am consciousness distinct from the known thoughts which form the intellect in terms of cognitions, knowledge. Understanding, etc. Because knowledge is object of knowledge. Ignorance is object of knowledge. Cognition is object of knowledge. Perception is object of knowledge. How do we say knowledge, perception, understanding, ignorance are all objects of knowledge? How do we say that? In waking state, knowledge being there is known. In waking state, partial ignorance being there is known. In waking state, ignorance being there is known. Knowledge being there is known. Perception being there is known. Understanding being there is known. The world being available for enjoyment is known. In the waking state, the world being available for objectification is known. In the waking state, you had all underlined this, in the waking state, the world being available for objectification is known. In the waking state, the world being available for perception, enjoyment is known. In the waking state, knowledge of the world being there is known. Knowledge being there is known, ignorance being there is known. In waking state, if you know English, you know French, your knowledge being there is known. If you do not know Tamil, your ignorance of Tamil being there is known. In waking state, your ignorance is known, knowledge is known. Your cheerfulness is known, your enthusiasm is known, your interest is known. Your perception, there is perception of elements. The perception being there is known. Isn't it? In deep sleep state, perception is not there. Perception of the world is not there. Knowledge is of things, knowledge is not there. Ignorance is not there. Nothing is there. Nothing being there, perception, knowledge, in deep sleep state, you do not know you are ignorant of French. In deep sleep state, you do not know you have knowledge of English. In deep sleep state, you do not know. In deep sleep state, you do not know. There is no knowledge of. In deep sleep state, you do not know, you are ignorant, you do not know it. You know, your knowledge is not known, ignorance is not known, your perception is not known, nothing is known. Therefore, what is the conclusion? Perception, knowledge, understanding, etc. being there in the waking state is known. In deep sleep state, all these things being not there is known. Therefore, you are always, for you are the knower. Therefore, you can say, I am the knower. I, the knower, am distinct from the known. Thoughts which form the intellect in terms of knowledge, the knowledge, understanding, perception, cheerfulness, enthusiasm, etc., are all subtle phenomena obtaining in the form of thoughts which form the intellect. So, I, the knower, am distinct from the intellect. I am not the intellect, which means I, the consciousness, am the substance of substantive intellect. Every thought and every phenomenon obtaining in him of thought, which forms part of the intellect, is what? I am the substance of every thought modification. But if consciousness is the substance, essence of every phenomenon, every thought modification, the thought form is not the substance of the substantive I, the consciousness. Is it clear? I, the consciousness, am distinct from the intellect, but not distant. Which means there cannot be something called knowledge or understanding or perception, etc. There cannot be something called intellect at all without the blessing of consciousness in terms of its presence. You not to simply say, I am not the intellect. When you say, I am not the intellect, you must know what intellect is, first of all. Intellect itself is a name given to a certain, you know, a few, the phenomena obtaining in the form of thoughts. Thought form, a subtle form. Thought itself is a very inexplicably subtle form, which is distinct from the gross physical body, distinct from the powers, which is distinct from, see, the thought modification, a phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought, is distinct from the physiological functions, powers, and the physical body. And what is the thought modification here? There's also a subtle phenomenon, a subtle form, which is object of knowledge. And you have to distinguish the knower consciousness from the known subtle phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought. Is it clear? It's not simply to say mechanically, I am not the intellect, I am not the thought. What is the thought? You have to understand the meaning of the word thought itself in terms of the manifestation of knowledge. Thought itself is inexplicably subtle phenomenon. But you are supposed to understand the subtlest reality, the truth of even the subtle thoughts. What is that without which even the phenomenon, subtle, inexplicably subtle phenomenon obtaining in the thought itself is not possible? Exactly like how without the substance called water, there cannot be meaning of the substantive wave. Is it clear? The form is not possible. And the word will be meaningless. The wave, the word wave will be meaningless without the form wave, and which is without the water, there cannot be form wave and the word wave also. That is what is the substance of the substantive wave is water. There is no substance called wave. Similarly here, we understand thought, which is a past passive participle of the noun, is a noun also. thought is a noun, it's a participle, isn't it? But now used as a noun, thought. What is this thought? Ennam. Thought is inexplicably subtle phenomenon. So you have to understand thought form only in terms of manifestation. And thought itself is what? Object of knowledge. At least gross body is easy. Even physiological function is okay. Even sense powers are subtle. Even sense power has no form. You only understand. It's much subtle. It is subtle, but that's why we call it sukshma. And what about the thought? Thought is also a subtle phenomenon which is an object of knowledge. Because you have to arrive at the subject of knowledge. You have to distinguish the knower of thought. Knower of thought is distinct from the known thought. And the known thought itself is what? Inexplicably subtle phenomenon. It is imperceptible subtle phenomenon. Is it clear now? And the thought we say, knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am is there. It is there means it is name of a thought. The knowledge the world is name of a thought. It is a mic. This is a book. It's all knowledge. So knowledge of objects perceived, knowledge of objects perceived externally, knowledge of objects perceived externally, knowledge of subtle objects perceived internally in terms of fear, anger, etc. Understand? They're all what? Knowledge is, knowledge being there is known, isn't it? And knowledge of, knowledge is known. And ignorance also is known. Ignorance of objects also is known. Isn't it? You know you do not know Tamil, and you know English. Which means, you know you do not know Tamil, you know you do not know Tamil, you know you do not, you know English. Which means, your knowledge of English is known, your ignorance of Tamil is also known. Is it clear? That's why I say knowledge is a subtle phenomenon obtaining in our thought, which is also objective knowledge. Because in deep sleep state, there is neither knowledge nor ignorance. There is a total ignorance. Is it clear? What is experienced, what is available for experience in the waking state is not available for experience in the deep sleep state. From the standpoint of what is available for experience in the waking state, what is not available for experience in the deep sleep state, you can understand what is an object of knowledge. Is it clear? Therefore, thoughts are also objects of knowledge. The knower of the thought is consciousness, and I am the knower, I the knower am consciousness, distinct from the known thoughts which form the intellect. Therefore, I the knower am consciousness, I the consciousness am the substance of a substantive thought. Therefore, thought is not the substance of the substantive consciousness. Is it clear now? Consciousness is a substance. na buddhihi cha naiva chittam. Chittam is also another expression to mean the mind, but here a memory aspect of the mind. Okay, memory. What is memory? We all know the meaning of the word memory. The recollection of past experiences is possible because the past experiences are retained and stored, remembered. It's called a memory. And where is this memory? Memory is not in the, is also in the form of thoughts only. All your, what all you remember, the recollect, your collection, the stored past experiences, and which are recollected, which are remembered, isn't it? Means the memory is not out, the memory is also in the form of a thought. Please take it for granted. Okay, memory is in the form of a thought only. Where is the memory? Form of thought. When do you remember things? In waking state or deep sleep state? Only the waking state, isn't it? No, I remember all my past when I'm fast asleep. That means it is not sleep, okay? There's a psychological problem with this. If you remember, if you're able to recollect your past experiences, and your memory also functions only when? Only in the waking state. That is why memory also is object of knowledge. See, all the subtle thought forms are intellect, mind, memory are all different names given to the subtle phenomena obtaining in the form of thoughts. Different names are given. Why? Keep the functional name. Mind is a functional name. Buddhi, intellect is a functional name. Memory is a functional name. Different names. All thoughts only. In what form does memory obtain? In the form of a thought. In what form does not this intellect, the thoughts obtain? In the form of thought. In what form does mind obtain? In the form of a thought. What? Four different names. Functional names. Difference is purely because of the functional difference. All thoughts only. All the thoughts. What's a thought? Inexplicably subtle phenomenon available for understanding in the waking state. Deep sleep state is not there, which means what is available for experience in the waking state. The thoughts being there in the waking state is known, thoughts being not there in deep sleep state is known, therefore thoughts are. And who is the knower of this thoughts, presence of the thoughts and the absence of the thoughts? Then I am the knower of the thoughts. I am the knower of the presence of thoughts and the absence of thoughts. Therefore, I the knower am distinct from the thoughts. Is it clear? I the knower am consciousness distinct from the known thoughts. So I am not the memory. I the consciousness am the very substance of the substantive memory. There is no memory outside of me, the consciousness. There is no intellect outside of me, the consciousness. There is no mind outside of me, the consciousness. I, the consciousness, am the substance of the substantive mind, intellect, memory. For I, the consciousness, am distinct from the memory obtaining in the form of thoughts. I, the knower, am consciousness distinct from intellect obtaining in the form of thoughts. I, the consciousness, am distinct from the known mind obtaining in the form of thoughts. Is it clear? If it is not clear, don't worry. Keep on listening. It will become clear after some time. That's why it's, you know, ekamasat, ekavarshat. The more you listen, one day it will become clear. See, Swamiji used to tell me this. Amma, you know, the way I like the way he used to say, if I go and pester him sometimes, you know, I was very young, he very difficult sometimes to make children understand. You know, you keep on listening. You tell me in Tamil, what it means, whether you listen, you don't understand or not, go and sit in front of the teacher, keep on listening. You must have patience and faith in the teacher. Keep on listening. And if the teacher, what the teacher says contradicts your reasoning, then the person whom you are listening to should not be given the teacher status. How am I to know whether the teacher is okay or not? What is being said is understood or not? As long as what is being said doesn't contradict your reasoning, you can trust the teacher. If it contradicts your reasoning, then don't go and see the teacher again. Do big namaskaram from very far. Go away. It's not worth. Don't waste your time and energy. Otherwise, keep on listening. Keep on listening. Class after 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 class, you can see thinnest layer of vagueness resolving, penny dropping. See, people never take much time to say, people simply say, I am not the mind, I am not the intellect. Mind itself is, what is mind? See, antahkaranam is one word. Internal instrument. Karanam means instrument. Bahya karanani, external instruments. External means what? Sitting outside here or what? What is external? From the standpoint of the mind, it is external. The standpoint of the sense organs, mind is internal. There is no inside, outside from the standpoint of consciousness. There is no inside, out from the standpoint of I also. Because I is consciousness. The standpoint of the physical body, you can say mic is external. The standpoint of the mind, sense powers are external. The standpoint of sense powers, mind is internal. Because all the 10 powers are dependent on the mind being functional, for them to be functional. The powers have to be functional, mind must be functional. The mind is non-functional, the sense powers cannot function independently. The sense powers need to be backed by the mind. Only then they can be functional. This is also another subtle fact you have to understand. Because in deep sleep state, mind is non-functional. Mind is present but non-functional. Mind is passive, not active. Mind is not functional means what? There is no manifestation of knowledge. There is no manifestation of knowledge means there is no thought. How am I to understand there is no thought? There is no manifestation of knowledge. But even then, there is a thought. Thought, understand? Ajnana vrittihi is there. Nasa sukha vrittihi, bliss vritti is there. But no other, because the knowledge of the existence of the self is not there. Therefore, knowledge of the existence of the world also is not there. Therefore, there is no memory, there is no memory possible, there is no knowledge possible, there is no ignorance possible. Ignorance means what? Ignorance of the objects. Knowledge of the objects, ignorance of the objects, both are not possible in deep sleep state because objects are not there in deep sleep state for you. Is it clear? Therefore, mind itself is what we say, varieties of thoughts form the antahkaranam, internal organ of knowledge. And these, all these thoughts are divided into four groups, as given four different functional names: manaha, buddhihi, chittam. So emotional aspect, intellectual aspect, we can divide into just two, and you separately see the memory also here as chittam. There is no memory in deep sleep state, which means memory is object of knowledge. Object of knowledge means what? Different from the knower. Therefore, I, the knower, am consciousness, not distant but distinct from memory obtaining in the form of thought. Is it clear? I, the knower, am consciousness, distinct from the known intellect obtaining in the form of thoughts. I, the knower, am consciousness, distinct from the mind obtaining in the form of thoughts. Now, find we say ahankritihi nachaham ahankritihi. Ahankritihi is a feminine gender word. Ahankaraha is masculine gender word. Ahankaranam is neutral gender word. Ahankritihi, ahankaraha. Ahankaraha is very popular, isn't it, word? Ahankritihi also means what? Same meaning. Ahankritihi, feminine gender word. I don't know, masculine gender word is very popular. Feminine gender word is not that well known. Maybe women are not that egoistic, I don't know. Okay. That's not true. At least I can small, I can have tiny little pleasure I can have by saying all these rubbish things. But the fact is, that's not true. Ahankritihi, ahankaraha, both mean the same. Mean same. Word no. Feminine gender word, masculine gender word. What is ahankaraha? Ahankaraha is the highest form of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of thought, in terms of manifestation of knowledge of the existence of the self, in terms of I am. This I am is what? Manifestation of knowledge of the existence of one's own self. Not about other people, other world. Other people, world. Anything and anybody other than yourself is the world, okay? Your own body is the world. Or other bodies, also world only. Known is the world. Known is objective form. Anything known forms part of the objective universe. You are only the knower. You are the knower. Anything other than yourself is what? The known. The known means known forms part of the objective universe. Is it clear? Therefore, here, ahankritihi means ahankaraha. Aham is I. But the knowledge of the existence of one's own self obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am is also subtle phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought which is an object of knowledge Therefore, I, the knower, am distinct from the known object of knowledge of existence of my own self, obtaining in the form of thought. Okay? In terms of I am. How do we say that I am is object of knowledge? Because in deep sleep state, this I am is not there. Is not being there is known. The knowledge of existence of the self, obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am, being not there in deep sleep state is known. Is known means there is knower of the known. And that I, that knower of the known, I am, is distinct from, isn't it? No? The knower of the known, I am, is distinct from the known I am. And that knower is pure consciousness, which is the substance of the substantive I. I am consciousness, the knower of I am. I am consciousness, the knower of I am. Understand? Knower of I am is the knower of this is. Knower is consciousness. The only knower is consciousness. And in you, in me, in everyone, the knower is one. The known minds are many. The knower consciousness obtaining in every mind is one and the only consciousness. Okay? The knower obtaining in every mind is one and only consciousness. There is a second knower, absolute knower obtaining in every mind is only consciousness. That knower consciousness is distinct from the known subtle phenomena obtaining in the form of thoughts which constitute the antahkarana mind. Therefore, we can say whether you call it mind, buddhi, manaha, mind, intellect, memory, or ego. Ahankritihi, ego, all are objects of knowledge. Is it clear? I am is object of knowledge. It's true or not? First, be clear. I won't teach next further. I am is object of knowledge or not? I am is object of knowledge or not? If you say I do not know, I'll ask, do you know you are now or not? Do you know you are now or not? You say what? What's your answer?
Yes.
Yes, I know I am. Please give the answer. Do you know you are or not?
Yes,
I know I am. I know I am. Which means, who is the knower, who is the known? What is the known here? I is the knower, I am is the known. It's like a mathematics class, isn't it? I know I am. I know I am. I do not know whether I am. That is completely different issue, okay? If you say, if I ask you, do you know you are? You have to say, yes. Yes, I know I am. In sleep, in a fast sleep, do you know you are? Say,
in sleep. When I fall asleep every day, I do not know I am. If you say, if you don't answer, I'll assume that you are in deep sleep state. If you're awake, you have to say definitely what? I know I am. You say, I know, you are the knower. And what do you know? That you are. But I am is what? Object of knowledge. So the know, therefore I am is object of knowledge. And you are the knower, distinct from the known object of knowledge, obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am. And in deep sleep state, you are as pure consciousness. And by your nature of knowing, you are there knowing. In deep sleep state, you are knowing. Knowing what? Knowing I am being not there. Knowing the world being not there. But unfortunately, you need a mouth, no? To speak. So you could wait for I am to come. Is it clear? So in deep sleep state, you are. And when you are in deep sleep state, what is the experience? I am is not there. The world is not there, which means knowledge of the existent knowledge. Don't say knowledge is not there. Knowledge is there as pure knowledge. In deep sleep state, knowledge is there as pure knowledge. But knowledge of the existence of the world is not there. Knowledge of the existence of the self is not there. Knowledge is there as pure knowledge. What is knowledge? What is not there in deep sleep state? Knowledge is there or not? Knowledge is there as pure knowledge. Knowledge is there as pure knowledge. Now consciousness is there as pure consciousness. Means what is not there is knowledge of the existence of the self is not. Knowledge of the existence of the world is not. And knowledge of the existence of the self, knowledge of the existence of the world is manifestation of knowledge. There's no manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought is not. Is it clear? Therefore, thought also is what? Object of knowledge. And you are subject of knowledge. And in really speaking, you are the knower means you are not the knower, but the knower is you. Understand, you are pure consciousness. You can say, I. Where can you place this? What is the truth of I am here? Therefore we say, I the knower am pure knowledge, pure consciousness, distinct from the known knowledge of the existence of the self, obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am, otherwise called Ahankritihi. Is it clear now? Is it clear or not? Ahankritihi is clear now? Therefore, Nahankritihi means what? I, the consciousness, am not distant, not at all distant, not but distinct from the knowledge of the existence of the self, obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am, which is technically called Ahankritihi. Therefore, I am distinct means I am not. I am not means I am distinct, but not distant. Water is distinct from the form wave, but water is not distant from the form wave. See, this last bit, ahankriti, people don't make it very clear at all. People talk so, everything they'll say, easy to say, I'm not the body and all that. No, nowhere they'll say that. But when the ahankriti comes, that is where people, the clarity doesn't come very enhanced, because they stop with ahankriti. People are not very clear about what is ahankriti, ahankaraha. But we say, I am. The knowledge of the existence of the self, which is beautiful. But if anything added to aham is what? I am fat. I am tall. I am fair. I am thin. I am sick. I am unhappy. I am sad. I am angry. I am hungry. Okay. I'm jealous. I'm hateful, or I'm hurt, I'm guilty. Anything you add is the wrong notion. Obtaining in the form of thought again, entertained in your mind. Well, you want to have the thought. The natural is a thought. That's a notion in what form? This is the form of a thought. That is because that notion is because of the partial ignorance, partial knowledge. Because of wrong identity, because of mixing up. Is it clear now? Because of error. That's called ahankaraha. Any wrong notion you entertain about yourself, adding anything to I am is what? Ahankara. Except aham brahma asmi is only right thing. Right knowledge is what? Aham brahma asmi is the right knowledge. Clear vision of the fact in terms of what you are. Anything you add, relatively right. Sometimes I am Sanna so and so. That you say you meant, that's right, relatively right. But I'm sad, I'm upset, I'm unhappy. These are all wrong notions. Relative facts are okay. Now I'm here in Manjakudi. It's a relative fact. Absolutely, you are always, not in Manjakudi alone, you are everywhere. But relative fact is different from wrong notions you entertain about yourself. Is it clear? Is also called ahankara. So any wrong notion you can have only if you know you are, first of all. So partial knowledge is a blessing that you're eligible to discover, have total knowledge. But partial knowledge also is a problem that you can have wrong perception of yourself. So total ignorance is bliss, because in total ignorance no identity is possible, therefore no error in perception is possible, therefore no superiority, inferiority complexes are possible. That is why no animal has any worry, emotional problem. No animal has such a thing called emotional problem. Worry. Animals don't worry, you know that. They may have some physical pain, then they'll forget. The brooding over the past, etc., is not there. No animal thinks, no, I'm better than you. No animal, no, all the cows can be together. No, why? Because they don't know how to compare themselves with others. No cow can compare itself with other cow. Comparison is not possible. Therefore, they all can be together. Because there is no self-consciousness. There was no identity. Anyway, I've gone a little outside, out of the track. Let me bring you back to the class. Is it clear now? See, this is very important. Naham ahankritihi. Have you understood? Naham ahankritihi. This is not something new. I've been talking for ages, the same thing. What is ahankritihi is clear. I always long sentence. Manifestation of knowledge of the existence of one's own self, obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am. I think you all must have memorized it by now. I've been repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating. Naham ahankritihi. Which means, when you say na aham, all these things, I am not all these things, what does it mean? I am distinct from all of them. I am not these things means I am only distinct from all of them. I am not non-distancible from any of them. Be careful, okay? That's why Swamiji never liked talking like, I am not the body. He never liked it. Even now I am very conscious of, I don't feel very comfortable saying I am not the body. When you say I am not the mic means what? I am different from the mic. I mean, relatively I am talking about. So, naham ahankriti, I want to understand, whenever we say I am not this, what it means is, I am not distant, but I am distinct. I am distinct, I am not distant, means there is nothing which is outside of me. Outside of me means what? Outside of I, the consciousness. When you say water is distinct from the wave, but not distant from the wave, when I say, I mean, there cannot be something called a wave independently outside of the water. So when you say I, the consciousness, I, the knower, I am consciousness distinct from the known body, mind, sense complex, means I am not distant from any of them. Nothing can exist outside of me, outside of I, the consciousness. Which is means the only substance of the substantive body, the only substance of the substantive mind, the only substance of the substantive intellect, the only substance of the substantives indriyani, only in the sense of the powers, the only substance of all the substantives, the only substance, the essence of all the substantives, just as water is the only substance of all the innumerable countless waves, essentially the only substance of all the substantives, all the forms, names and functions, is consciousness. That which means consciousness is not distant but distinct. Understand? The knower is not distant from the known, the knower is distinct from the known. The knower-known difference also you have to resolve from the standpoint of the consciousness. You have to say what is there is only consciousness. Is it clear now? It is for what now? It's a commentary on the five layers of personality, which means it is made very clear how every time you say naham deha, you are shifting the eye sense from the body cognitively and you are placing it in consciousness. Every time naham pranaha, you are shifting cognitively the eye sense from the physiological functions, placing it in consciousness. You say naham manaha, you are shifting the eye sense from the known thoughts, you are shifting the eye sense from known intellect, shifting the eye sense from known ahankritihi also, even the knowledge I am. Understand? Naham ahankritihi. Naham prit. Now you leave here, you leave this individual body, mind, sense complex, obtaining in the form of five layers of personality. Now we are moving on to what? Even the external world of objects. So here we say, naham prithvi, na salilam, na cha vannistatha nilaha, na cha vannistatha nilaha, na cha akasho na sab shabdascha, na cha akasho na shabdascha, na cha sparshastatha rasah. Na cha sparshastatha rasah. We break it. Na aham prithvi. Na aham. Let me know. Again tell you, don't worry. Na aham prithvi. Let's start from there. Na aham prithvi means what? So I the knower am consciousness distinct from the known element obtaining in the form of earth, which means the prithvi doesn't exist outside of consciousness. Prithvi is an object of knowledge. Object of knowledge doesn't have independent existence outside of the knower consciousness. Prithvi is ID consciousness. But ID consciousness am distinct from the known prithvi. I'm not. Na salilam. The knower, I the knower am consciousness distinct from the known element obtaining in the form of water. Salilam means water. Jalam, you know already. Apaha, you know. No a third word, okay? Another word, salilam. Not salilam. Salilam means effortlessly. Salilam means water. Salilam means water. So, because there is one verse on Hanumanji, that comes, that's where the always comes. Salilam means what? Okay. Na salilam means what? So, I the knower am consciousness distinct from the element obtaining in the form of water, which means I am not distant from water. Okay. What does it mean? Water doesn't have existence outside of consciousness. There's no water, I'm distant. Don't say that. From the standpoint of body, water is somewhere, you're here. Okay, I'm talking about the very. Okay, now. Nacha vannihi. Vannihi means fire. So I, the knower, am consciousness distinct from the known element obtaining in the form of fire. Similarly, tatha nat anilaha. See, here anilaha means air. Analaha fire, anilaha air. So I, the knower, am distinct from the known fire element obtaining in the form of air. Air element, vayuhu. Anilaha, synonym of the word vayuhu, air. So I am not the air. That you know, you don't know identity with the air, no? No problem. But the problem is, first only, deha, prana, there only problem we have. This we know very well. I am different from the air. I am different from the fire. You know I am different, but do you know you are not distant? That is why it is mentioned here. As consciousness is not distant from any of the objects. No way. Because object of knowledge enjoys existence, means existence presupposes, tell me, existence presupposes knowledge, manifestation of knowledge. Isn't it true or not? Existence of any form, name and function presupposes what? Manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge is what? Pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Therefore, what is the distance between pure knowledge and manifest knowledge? And what is the distance between manifest knowledge and the existence of an object? What is the distance between pure knowledge and the manifest knowledge? No distance. What is the distance between manifest knowledge and existence of an object? Existence is knowledge. Existence presupposes knowledge. Ngayamui. Does it exist for you? Does it exist for you? No. No way? Because you don't know. It is not there, isn't it? No, existence presupposes knowledge. Only if you know, what you know alone enjoys existence outside. That's why you see only what you know here. The existence of anything presupposes knowledge. There must be manifestation of knowledge. Only then you can, let's say, a corresponding object exists outside. Therefore here, I, the knower, this I cannot be placed anywhere other than consciousness. Where can you resolve the waveform? Only in water. Where can you resolve this door form? The form door indicated by the word door has to be resolved only in the wood. Because nothing but otherwise wood, nothing else is there other than the wood here, with reference to door. Similarly, I cannot be resolved anywhere other than the abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness. I, the knower, am consciousness distinct from the known earth element, water element, fire element, and air element. Then, nacha akashaha. What about the space? What about the space? The space is also object of knowledge. You think you are within space. Your physical body is in space. The physical body is in space. All the physical forms enjoy their existence in space. All the forms, gross forms, all the gross forms, the living forms, living forms of living beings and non-living things, all the forms enjoy their existence in space. Okay? And this, therefore, space pervades everything and is all pervasive. Because of its all pervasiveness alone, space is known by the term Akashaha in Sanskrit. Asavantatu kashateti Akashaha. And this space also is object of knowledge. I, the knower, am the consciousness distinct from the known space. Means, I, the consciousness, am not the space. I, the consciousness, am the substance of the substantive space. Which means space doesn't enjoy existence outside of consciousness. Space does not have existence outside of consciousness, independent of consciousness. Do you understand this? It is too subtle. What I mean, space doesn't have existence independent of consciousness. Which means, when there is no manifestation of knowledge, in terms of the space is not. In deep sleep state, there is no manifestation of knowledge, obtaining of thought, in terms of space is. That is why in deep sleep state there is no space for you. Space is, but for you there is no space. When you are fast asleep, does the space exist for you? Tell me. When you are fast asleep, does space exist for you? Space exists, but space doesn't exist for you. Space does not enjoy the status of being the existence when you are fast asleep. Space loses its status of being the existent. Space doesn't exist for you. Why? Space is not there for you in sleep. There is no manifestation of knowledge. Okay? In terms of space is. Which means for the space to be the existent, for the space to enjoy existence, enjoy the status of being the existent, existence of space presupposes the manifestation of knowledge. And manifestation of knowledge presupposes the source of manifestation of pure knowledge. Therefore we say, space doesn't exist outside of consciousness. Now you understand.
It's very subtle.
Of course subtle. I know it's too much for you, but I don't mind, okay? Nothing wrong in being around, it's okay. At least somewhere it will become clear. Really, it's too much. I'm not supposed to do this text for beginners, really. It doesn't mean people who be listening are very thing. See, the more we listen, become clearer. It is not, it looks very simple. I am not the space, little simple translation, finished. But it has to, you have to see it. Okay. Now, nacha akashaha. Now, after having negated what is consciousness, the substance, only substance of all the forms, names and functions, is not distant but distinct from all the elements, not only the elements, even the attributes of the elements. He's going ahead now. Na shabdaha cha na cha sparshaha, tatha, rasaha. So na shabdaha means what? What is a sound? Object of knowledge obtaining as the at-guna of this space, attribute of the space. Sound is the attribute associated with the space. Isn't it? Shabda gunakaha akashaha. What is sound? Sound is an object of knowledge perceived through this power of hearing. The sound is dependent on the power of hearing to become the known, thereby to have the status of being the existent. And the power of hearing is dependent on the functional mind for it to be functional. The functional mind means knowledge being manifest, manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, he says, I, the consciousness, am not the sound. I, the knower, am consciousness distinct from the known object obtaining in the form of sound, sound form. Then sparshaha, I, the knower, am consciousness distinct from the known object obtaining in the form of touch. Touch is a given form of an object of knowledge. I, the knower, am distinct from the known object obtaining in the form of touch. The five objects are in objects are known, five different objects known through five different sense organs obtaining in five different forms. Touch, isn't it? And I am the knower, only knower of all five different forms of objects of knowledge. Tatha rasaha. So I, the only knower, am consciousness distinct from the known object obtaining in the form of taste perceived through the power of tasting in the tongue. Rasaha. Therefore, I am not, I don't know, I am not all, see, I am not anything means I am distinct from all of them. Na aham gandhaha. Na aham gandhaha. Okay, we'll see next afternoon. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.